Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery here with my co-host Donna Lee.
Hello, everybody.
So, Donna, you were voted the seventh funniest mom in America.
By Nick at Night.
I love to see how you own it, you know?
You know, I'll talk about it all day long.
I love to see how you own it.
KLBJ, give me another hour. I'll discuss this right now.
I will say that we laugh more together here in this office because of your antics than I ever would have thought from an office manager. And you're taking your show to the road, right?
Yes, we're taking my show on the road locally. Cap City Comedy, I have a gig August 21st through the 24th. I'll be the host, but super excited to be there. Greg Warren will be the headliner, and I'll have some free passes in the next week or two to give out. So stay tuned.
When the heck are we going to get sponsored by this comedy club?
I'm just happy that they're going to have me back. I used to be a regular, and I'm looking forward to being a regular again.
Maybe free tickets for every vasectomy.
Free? Oh, we can arrange that.
Maybe.
Get a snip and a ticket.
All right. Well, email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com if you want a vasectomy and a free ticket to the comedy show.
That's perfect.
On August 24th.
Free IV sedation included.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Well, that's included with everybody, including free lifetime semen analysis.
Mm-hmm.
But
nice segue. That was good.
I'd like to welcome back Angela Treadway, our pelvic floor physical therapist at Armour Men's Health.
Hello.
So in the first part of this hour, we spoke about pelvic pain as a common presenting condition that we would send to a pelvic floor physical therapist. And I guess I wanted to make it clear that if you're suffering from pain of the testicles, you should be seen by a urologist. Try to not get treated with antibiotics over and over again, because chronic testicular pain is rarely due to a chronic infection. We want to make sure that you don't have something like a hernia, some type of testicular mass, any number of conditions that can be life-threatening. But a large number of our patients that complain of chronic testicular pain are going to have something that's musculoskeletal in nature. I think that, and Angela, I'd love for you to chime in here. What are some risk factors or some types of patients that we see that are kind of your classic pelvic floor testicular pain guys?
Well, they kind of run the spectrum of activity levels. I have got some guys that are pretty sedentary, that sit in a chair because they're busy doing IT stuff and working with deadlines and whatnot.
Hunched over.
And they're hunched over, and they're sitting with their pelvis tipped backwards, where they're bearing all their weight on their tailbone, which will shorten up their pelvic floor. And then when they try to stand up, it's kind of short and it hurts. So there's that end. And then there's the other end where we have the CrossFit, weight training, you know, doing squats where their rear end hits the floor, and they come in feeling pain after doing squats and deadlifts. So I have a spectrum.
I've seen a lot of patients that were police officers, for example, that are getting in and out of their car all the time with that heavy belt.
With the belt.
And then truck drivers are just like this ongoing type of patient. I can kind of envision them having to step up onto that high cab over, you know, in and out when they're, especially if they're involved with deliveries. And so those kinds of repetitive movements are something that I see frequently as someone who's a testicular pain. Almost always, if somebody was a childhood bedwetter, I consider them to be someone at risk for testicular pain or pelvic floor dysfunction. Is that something that you see?
Well, I started paying attention to that when I started reading it in your history. I'll let you know.
So I think that having a partnership for treatment really helps us hit on a lot of different risk factors and treatment strategies. Because if you only went to a physical therapist, they may miss something purely medical. And if you only went to a physician, you may miss something that's musculoskeletal. So if you are unfamiliar with what a pelvic floor physical therapist is, you may not know what an evaluation might look like or feel like. Maybe you could run through that for us.
First thing, you tell your story, start to finish. I want to know all the details. I find out your history of your complaints. Then I educate you as to which parts of the anatomy I feel are involved. I have models and I have all of that. And then I do a surface evaluation. And essentially, we're talking men here. Okay, so essentially, I am going to visualize the back of your pelvic floor, which is essentially the anal sphincter. I am going to watch movement. I am going to explain to you what I'm looking for. And then after I discern whether you have full flexibility, which you will understand from, I'm going to show you a video that explains the movement and the anatomy and whatnot. You will know exactly what's coming. Exactly. Nothing I do hurts and it is not invasive. Then I will put some little sticky, they're called electrodes, but it's more like sensors on the edge of the anal sphincter and the buttocks, and I will put you on a biofeedback. This biofeedback is going to measure your muscular activity, and it's kind of like an EKG, but a lot less complicated.
And it's so important because a lot of times both men and women think they know what they're doing. I can't tell you how many men we will tell to do Kegels exercises, and then we realize they have no idea what they're doing because they're contracting the wrong thing. Or to tell a man that this is what you need to hold or let go for premature ejaculation, and they have absolutely no idea. Have you found the same thing?
Yes. If it was easy, I wouldn't have a job.
That's right. And so what happens with that electromagnetic testing? What information do you draw?
Okay, what I get is I get information on how much muscle activity is happening. So let's say I've got somebody who has pain and I put them on the biofeedback and I'm laying them down fully relaxed on their back. If there's a number higher than 2 on that biofeedback, that means they're holding tension in their pelvic floor. It's just like if a puppy had their tail tucked, okay? And by the way, we are mammals and we have a tail, and when we're stressed out, it tucks. Therefore, I use a lot of metaphors, okay? Anyway, that can happen where I've got somebody who's got a 10 and should have a 0 lying down. And so I can show it to them and we can learn some techniques. I have to figure out what is going to help them reduce it. But just seeing it.
And it's
is
a way
huge.
Of measuring your progress, right? I mean, if you do well with the exercises at home, if you do well with the therapy, then you should start seeing an improvement in those numbers.
Yes.
One of the things that was a mind bender for me was that, you know, in my mind, I think of muscle strain as when I overuse a muscle and it's too tight as a cause of pain. But but in fact, you can have pain whether your muscles are too weak or too strong.
Correct.
Some people may kind of intuitively not recognize that if something is holding tone all the time, it actually is weak. It's not strong.
And it might be making up for another weak muscle. So if your pelvic floor is gripping like that, chances are some part of your core is weak. The core is made up of a lot of different components, and the pelvic floor is actually part of a pneumatic chamber. The breathing diaphragm is the top of it. The pelvic floor is the bottom. They move together, synchronized, and the abdominal wall is the circumference of it. So think of it like a soda can. You have a top and a bottom and an area around. So if they've got poor abdominal contraction, their pneumatic chamber's messed up. So I got to figure out which components are malfunctioning.
I've seen a lot of men who look like soda cans. So, you know, home exercises and therapy in the office are important parts of what we do. Could you give our listeners an example of a stretch we might recommend when people have pelvic floor issues?
You might remember earlier in the segment, I talked about the most common contributors to testicular pain, one of them being the psoas above, which is a hip flexor. It's kind of at the middle part of your back, goes down to the hip, and then the inner thigh muscles, which go down to your knee. They go from the groin area down to your knee. So I'm going to talk about the stretch of the inner thigh muscles, because if those have any kind of tension in them, if you think about if you have two inner thigh muscles that are super tense and where they connect is right there by the pelvic floor, those can be some huge contributors. So one of the exercises that I have people do is sit and try to put the soles of the feet together. Now, that's really going to be uncommon to be able to accomplish. So if you can't do both, do one. Put one, sit on the floor or on a bed, put one foot into the groin and put the other one straight out to the side, and sit up as tall as you can, bringing your rib cage forward, the sternum forward, and you will feel a stretch in your inner thigh and your hamstring a little bit. Hamstrings are involved, but primary problem is really going to be inner thigh, the adductors. Then once you're done with that, we want to breathe and hold that for 60 seconds. Seriously, 60 seconds. Then switch sides. And do it on the other side. I recommend that morning and evening. Some people don't like to do it right after they wake up. So, you know, if that's you, don't do that.
Well, that's great advice. And we have so many more exercises that we will recommend as part of our pelvic floor physical therapy program, but really guided towards what's going on with you. not having an evaluation is really a disservice to yourself if you are if you have complaints of chronic testicular pain. Please make an appointment with our office. We have a number of different providers that can evaluate you, and then of course put you back in Angela's wonderful hands. This is the end of our segment. We're out of time. So Donna, you want to take us out?
Thank you so much for that information, Dr. Treadway. I feel like I need to sit up a little straighter in this chair. Email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can call us at 512-238-0762 during the week, and we will be right back after this commercial.
Dr. Mystery wants to hear from you. Email questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back with the Armour Men's Health Hour.